Let's do it.
Maybe we'll stop by on our way out.
Let's do it. Let's make that happen. I'd love to see you boys. I haven't in a while.
It's a real shame.
I know. We just don't communicate the way we once did.
Once upon a time, we took a limo out here. Watched a race.
Yeah. What happened to that?
You guys had to hurry back because the Rangers were opening in Puerto Rico or something, right?
We have our priorities in order.
Check.
We should have the compound out here.
Check. Check. I parked right behind these 18-wheelers.
You did?
Yeah.
Hey, look at me.
Is that legal?
I parked up by gate 2.
I just parked wherever.
Because I'm the snake.
I don't even know.
I parked in the pits because I'm awesome.
That's right.
That's okay.
For other people to worry about.
Mike called me and he goes, do you know where we're supposed to be? I go, yeah. And I go, where are you? And he goes, I'm in the infield. He was in there with all the trucks and stuff.
You thought that was real funny, didn't you?
I did. I just figured you'd go take a little practice lap while you were down there.
I was actually thinking of parking on turn 4.
Just kind of put your hazards on?
Yeah. Just leave it out there, see what happened.
Yeah, why not?
They won't tow it. Or will they?
Where are y'all? Why aren't we all in the same spot?
That'd be a great question.
I don't get it.
Can you come out to the Texas Motor Speedway and park on turn 4? What'll happen to you if you do? What's the worst that could happen?
Might get T-boned.
Or T-bag.
No, that's not so bad.
Hopefully T-bag.
T-boned before and T-bagged.
Have you?
What's T-bagged?
Uh-oh.
Mark.
Oh, my.
Dear. What a day.
Text your mom. See
hey,
if she
Snake.
Knows.
Snake, show him.
I know Ty will tell me in a minute.
Yeah.
No, we don't have Ty today.
Just get the drum set.
That's right.
Ty ran off to Kansas State for homecoming or something.
Homecoming?
Yeah, he's homecoming queen.
He's like 900 years old. Dude, get alive. Get over it.
Yeah, Les Corby. Did you hear that? Les Corby.
Come on, Tony.
Twice as much me.
I got it.
These guys under control, Groups.
Why aren't we all in the same place, Killer?
I didn't want it to happen that way.
This is like going to Europe with your girlfriend and you can't find her. I don't know what to do.
That's a good thing.
Who's your girlfriend?
Right.
Has that happened to you? Going to Europe with your girlfriend and you can't find her.
Yes.
He loses everything else.
I lost my girlfriend in Amsterdam.
Stinky one?
No.
That's how he found her, eventually.
It's really loud where you are.
Is it?
Well, we have a band, wind,
people, dogs, just motorcycles.
Just wait till they crank up the Horses of Steel in a couple minutes. Then it'll be perfect.
We have qualifying. We have, I don't know.
You have queefifying.
Well, today is Friday, November 6th. The 310th day of the year.
Why start now?
There are 55 days left in 2009.
This is Bob with the comedy.
On this day in 1860, Mike.
There's a track of woman in jorts over here.
No such thing.
Yes,
former
there is.
Illinois Congressman Abraham Lincoln defeated three other candidates for the presidency.
Yes.
Are they tight jorts, Mike?
Now, are those candidates, Mike?
Who did Lincoln beat,
I don't know.
Mike?
I don't know.
Madison.
You're not very good with your history.
Phone 1, phone 2. How about that, man? I'm ready for this today.
Did you vote for John Bell?
Oh!
Or were you John Breckinridge or Stephen Douglas?
I don't know.
Did you go
I voted for Barry.
For Stephen Douglas?
I voted for Barry Goldwater. How about that?
That's the first election Mike remembers is the Barry Goldwater one, where he and all his other little hippie friends all rallied around Goldwater. Let's go, Goldwater.
No, actually, we didn't. Goldwater was a staunch Republican.
Whatever.
Was that the Whig Party?
Or was he a Tory?
Wasn't he better than Nixon, though?
He was a Dixiecrat.
Nixon was in his political lull at that time.
Who was the first Tory you got elected?
I don't know. I don't know of any Tories that ever got elected.
The Whig?
Yeah, the Whig.
On this day in 1861, Confederate President Jefferson Davis was elected to a 6-year term of office. Now, did he serve that whole term? Let's call Aubrey. Hello?
Oh.
On this day in 19...
to find out. I don't see how anybody could possibly know that.
On this day in 1977...
You know, Jefferson Davis has pretty much been stricken altogether from history.
I wonder if he's popular out here.
Not on the Duke's side.
I bet he is.
On this day in 1977, the Kelly Barnes Dam burst, sending a wall of water through Toccoa Falls College in Georgia, and 39 people were killed, unfortunately.
Now, what year was that?
1977. Do you recall that?
No, I don't.
And that's why I don't swim.
Were you high that year?
That's why you should swim, Donovan, just in case you fall into a lake or something in a car.
It doesn't matter with the dam.
Did they even remember that they called me?
You can't swim a damn dam.
They don't even remember.
Was I high that year? Is that what you're asking?
Yes, the entire year of 1977.
Do they even remember
right now?
No.
I wouldn't ignore you like that.
Yes, hello.
I'd treat you the way you
deserve to
be treated.
Oh, we called Lisa?
It didn't sound like you did.
I didn't know we did.
But apparently you
did. I can't hear anything, Lisa.
Where are you?
We're out at the Texas Motor Speedway. Where are you?
Hello.
I'm at the front desk.
I'm parked outside your house right now waiting.
Sounds about right.
Sounds about right.
What are you doing this weekend? You going to the race?
No.
You going to the Cowboy game?
No.
Stars game?
No.
Well, what's your husband taking you to?
Nothing.
Sex?
What?
Shut up, Norm.
What'd you say, Norm?
Could you guys get the wind going a little faster?
We're trying.
Who are you calling?
I didn't want to call you. I didn't ask anybody to call you.
Why'd you
call me?
I didn't.
Did you just want to talk?
I just picked up and y'all were just talking.
Lisa, if you want to go to the race this weekend, call me.
Okay. Well, goodbye.
All right.
Where are you going?
I'm getting off the phone.
Why?
Because y'all didn't call me for any reason.
What do you have to do?
I'll be waiting at your house still.
Okay. See you later.
Yeah, you hang up first.
Okay.
She follows instructions. I like that in a woman.
Do you have an
Mike,
extra
on this
hat?
Day in 1966, the Eagles' Tim
you
Brown
do?
Ran back two kicks.
I need one. Elliot Sadler.
Hold on, let's
All
just
right,
talk.
Go ahead.
No, I just want to hear Corby. Apparently, this is more important.
Well, no, there's a guy that he wants to get his picture back. Yeah, come on
well,
in,
no,
buddy.
No, you should start talking to him.
Let's go to the Corby.
Rangers. All right, good deal. Now, what was it, Dan?
On this day in 1966, Tim Brown ran back two kickoffs for touchdowns in the same game against the Dallas
66?
Cowboys.
Yes, I remember that.
Not that Tim Brown, Corby.
Oh.
Another one.
The Eagle.
Eagle's great.
You mean my teammate, Tim Brown?
No.
You mean the one I shut down at the goal line?
Heck yeah.
On this day in 1996, L.A. Dodger outfielder Todd Hollinsworth became the fifth straight Dodger to win Rookie of the Year.
Well, Ranger Mike. Eight.
The other four, Mike?
I don't know right now.
Sachs.
Dom DeLuise.
Valenzuela. Welch.
And Harvey Korman.
Piazza.
I think he nailed it.
The other four were Eric Karros.
Nomo.
Mike Piazza.
You mean Eric Sparrows?
Raul Mondesi.
Is a fan!
And Hideo Nomo.
Ooh, Nomo.
Nomo.
Hollinsworth, also a former
Nomo.
Ranger great,
Nomo
and a well.
Arigato.
Nomo.
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 On this day in 1997, Nomo. The Milwaukee Brewers
Nomo.
Officially became the...
Nomo. Nomo.
Nomo. What, the first team this century to change affiliations from the American League to the National League?
Well.
Way to go, Bob.
Bob, tell us all about it.
Way to go.
Was it true that...
How did that make you feel?
The Rangers could have been that team, Mike?
They wanted to.
The Rangers wanted to?
Yes, the Rangers wanted... There are a lot of teams that wanted to.
Boy, that would have been great.
Because it's easier to hit over there in that National League, Mike.
What did you say to that, Mike, that day?
I was all for it.
Did they call you to consult?
Even though that would have made everything statistically impure. Just like it has for MILF.
And on this day in 1993...
But no, I was not consulted on this in any way. My input was neither offered nor sought.
But now we got Carlos Gomez.
As it is on most things. You got Carlos
Gomez?
Not at
the table, Carlos.
For J.J. Hardy today in a trade that has rocked baseball.
Wow.
It made a ticker, so you know it's important.
On this day in 1993, the seventh round of the second Riddick Bowe-Evander Holyfield fight delayed 21 minutes when
Fan Man
crashed against the ropes.
I need a hat. I'm going to have to go buy a Dickies 500 hat or something.
Is this kid going to go Valley Ranch on us here in a minute?
Dear Bad Radio, please wish my boyfriend John happy birthday. He's the biggest
P1 I've ever
known. Am I going
to wind up like Joe DiCamillis?
Wearing a halo?
Yeah. He is 25.
Having to sit up to sleep.
Jeez, Mike.
Man.
This morning I woke him up in that special way.
No,
also,
she did.
You lying.
No, she didn't.
Can you get Grooves to play a few Letarian drops attached as a photo of me for Yawal from Laramie?
Okay. Let me tell you something. She's hot.
Let's see that photo, Dan.
I don't care about her boyfriend and his dumb birthday and if he lives another day, but her?
Wow.
Nice.
Who is this?
I don't have the photo up. Oh,
oh
here it is.
Damn. Was this someone
know? No. She's a girl.
She's a cutie tootie.
Do we know her?
With a big old booty?
Where'd you get that?
There you go, Donovan.
Oh, yeah. What's her name again? Oh, yeah.
She's Laramie. All right. Elsewhere, Edward DeBartolo Jr. is 63.
He will be back in the NFL before you know it.
Doing what?
Returning kicks.
John Candelaria, 56.
Filling in for Alan Rossum.
He threw a no-hitter once.
Angry
Mike?
Pirate.
The Candyman. Yes.
Chad Curtis is 41.
Wow.
No. Are you guys going to go out and try to make up tonight?
Actually, I doubt that we will. Things got off
the rocks. What were some of the things that factored in your decision to
bridge
land
is pretty
here.
Unmendable.
Oh, well, we got our signals crossed a little bit. I got traded. I didn't have anything to do with it.
Well, I guess you didn't have anything to do. That's right. You did get traded. I beg your pardon. But you have bounced around the major leagues a little bit. This is what, team number five or six for you?
Number six.
Yeah,
number
right
six.
Now.
Last year with the Yankees. In fact, the last couple years, right?
Three.
The last 3 years with the Yankees.
$8.
Did he get up and walk away?
What happened?
He didn't.
They played the audio.
How are we doing, guys? Are we okay?
Mark McCormick is 79.
We can hear you. Can you hear us?
Yeah, but it sounds like you're testing for wind resistance in the tunnel right now.
Which Mark McCormick?
Hello.
The sports agent guy.
He's dead.
I think your rear spoiler is a little high and it won't pass inspection.
Sally Field, 63.
Hot steel.
Little Gidget, Mike, huh?
Yeah.
You give it to Gidget?
Was she
nice
hottest
beast,
as Sybil?
She was hot as Forrest Gump's mom.
She was at her hottest, though, in Smokey and the Bandit. At the time, the greatest movie ever made.
I say Forrest Gump.
Yeah, Burt Reynolds started tearing that up.
Yeah.
Glenn Frey, 61.
He wasn't beating the heck out of Diamond Shore.
That's pretty solid. That's a pretty solid 61 with old Glenn Frey, except for Smuggler's Blues.
Except for the fact that everybody on the...
Uh-oh.
Never mind.
Medic.
Go ahead.
Medic.
Go ahead, what, Mike? Finish your tale.
Everybody who's ever known him hates him.
Clear.
How about that?
Mark it.
I don't know him.
Yeah, the kids like that.
Ethan Hawke, 39.
That's solid Generation
die?
X. No, he didn't die.
Is he important?
That's Heath Ledger.
Don't make Corby mad by saying Ethan Hawke is dead.
He's a solid actor. Solid actor from our generation.
What has he been in? That's worth anything.
Corby's favorite movie.
So was Judd Nelson.
I'll tell you what his best movie is. Before the Devil Knows You're Dead.
That's awesome.
You must see that movie,
that
Bob.
That is
really?
Awesome.
Before the Devil Knows You're Dead. You'll love it.
It's not really uplifting. Doesn't have a really feel-good ending, but you'll like it.
All right.
Will I?
Dan's never
yes,
let me
will.
Down.
Rebecca
Philip
Romaine
Seymour
Stamos
Hoffman's
is
in it, bro.
Oh, really?
37.
Yeah.
Or Rebecca Who? Romaine, right?
Who?
She's not married to John Stamos.
She now is married to the guy from Stand By Me, the fat kid.
Yep. What's his name?
The fat kid.
McConnell.
Jerry O'Connell.
Jerry O'Connell. Yeah.
Maria Shriver, 54.
Skeletor.
Now, spare birthdays.
Somebody go! Somebody go! Go, Mike!
I'm sure everybody knows I'm still hanging around Dallas a little bit.
Fit your fist in that crack.
It's a 5-4.
I wish I were bald right now.
It's not that great.
Morning, guys.
Your spare birthdays.
I'm going to put it on as soon as this segment's over with.
Your spare birthdays include Davy Cruz, 34.
Tiger.
D-E-I-V-I, maybe?
Might have been a well.
Don't say D-E-I.
We had some crazy teeth, too.
Jeez, Corby. The last time the Bears had a quarterback they acquired that was going to sort it all out, his name was Eric Kramer. He's 45.
Pretty good, though.
And for a while, he did.
Pretty good.
Yeah, he figured it all out, didn't
he? Taught the Cowboys a lesson.
Ray,
he sure did.
Perkins is 68.
Colts.
Gerald Riggs, 49.
He taught the Cowboys a thing or two.
Couldn't he pop Falcons. His shoulder out of its socket?
Yeah, like Riggs in Saving Private Riggs.
One of the feature members in the only existing episode of the Tongan Minute, Ma'a Tanuvasa, is 39 today.
One of the great Tongans of all time.
When's episode 2 rolling out?
Oh, it's in development right now.
You don't want to overexpose it.
Yeah.
And Keith Van Horn is 52.
Oh, that's a sixth.
Keith Bear.
Former Maverick great.
No.
52.
He's not 52.
The Bears offensive lineman is, in fact, 52.
Oh.
Burn. Snap. You've been exterminated.
Sturm. That's
Boy,
right.
You have been exterminated.
Damn.
How'd you like that?
Just set up, too.
Golly.
You know what I mean?
Bad.
Yeah, he just
went put hard. A couple on the outside corner and then just freaking came right in there with the
exterminator.
Did he? Yeah.
Please.
Is that your specialty pitch?
That's a full at bat
Uh-oh,
right there.
Oh, here comes the exterminator. Strike three.
Queef.
Born on this day, now dead.
Scrotum.
John Philip Sousa.
Yep. Oh, he wrote a song.
Invented the sousaphone.
Brad Davis.
Winker.
Brad Davis.
The great Brad Davis from Midnight Express.
Pluffer.
The Midnight Express actor.
No, he wasn't actually.
Oh, Billy.
Oh, Billy.
Have you seen that?
No.
Oh, dude, that's got to be on the list.
Mike, you saw it, didn't you?
What's that?
Midnight Express.
Yes, I did.
You like that one?
Yeah.
That teach you not to smuggle hash out of Turkey?
It sure did.
Midnight Express, Midnight Run.
I operations.
I saw Midnight Run.
Or Midnight
Persia.
Cowboy.
Almost any.
You know what? All three good. Midnight Cowboy, Midnight Run, and Midnight Express, all good.
Bye, sweetheart. Come see us when you're this many.
Oh, my gosh.
And born on this day, now dead, Mike, Dr. James Naismith.
Wow.
Oh, Mike, your pediatrician.
Oh, yeah.
So did...
Was he ever a plus one?
So you had to stand there and hold the peaches when he emptied out the basket?
All right, young man, pull your
hands down. Like in your arms? Or would you stack...
Don't let any fall on the floor.
Stack them in a little pyramid?
I have an idea, son. Stand right there.
Pull your pants down and let old Dr. Naismith examine your testicles.
So, Corby, when you got like a high school physical for football or whatever,
uh-huh.
Did the doctor put his hands right down in there in your thing? And
never.
Really?
No.
In your thing?
Like on your junk.
Oh,
no, I'm always wondering what that was when they told you to cough.
Yeah.
It's a hernia test.
Well, no. Our doctor would, but then later in life I went and got a physical, and they could just like touch you up here. They don't have to put their hand under your... Like
right.
Near the taint.
Your boys.
And I was wondering if my high school doctor was just into touching that.
Pervert.
Probably so.
He couldn't resist you.
Right. God, you're beautiful.
Yours is so hot.
Oh, the forbidden fruit.
Boy, those things. Let's get those clothes off, son.
Wow, McDowell. You're...
What a body you have. You're a vision.
You better get back in here in a month.
Yeah.
We have to do
We're
this
not
again.
Sure.
But you're 12 years old. Let me check your prostate.
Yeah. Uh-oh, I sense cancer.
Dead on this day, still dead. Tchaikovsky.
Hello.
Who was gay. And
do we
Hank,
know that?
Sure, he thought nutcrackers were sweet.
There you go.
Yeah.
And Hank Thompson.
The Hammer.
the country singer.
Yes.
Oh, Tyler?
Yeah. And that's why today doesn't suck.
Morning, guys.
Thank you to Sweet TMS. And we certainly wish them a fabulous race weekend.
Well, will you guys come and say hi to us?
Yeah, we'll be right down there, dude. Save us a corny dog.
All right.
And
we're not at the fair.
You're on the midway, though, right?
Yeah, we are.
All right.
I think we are at the fair, really.
Then I'll take a funnel cake.
Don't play that basketball game till I get there, though.
All right.
All right. The hard line's next.
Hell, golf.